Hey everyone, it's Rose here, coming at you live from the blast hole. I've just been quarantining down here every day, just kind of spending my time looking at all the drills, a single tear falling down my cheek as I admire the keys to the jet ski and know how long it will be until we get to follow that map to the ocean and use them again. It's a bit of a bummer, but essentially, this is our 2-year anniversary of We'll Just Tell Your Mother We Ate It All, a little podcast about teen sex comedies and things thereabouts, brought to you by myself, Rosie Piper, Andrew, Andy Hastings, and Jamie Kirk. We had a bit of a special thing planned for you for this, but obviously all this quarantining business meant that we are unable to do it. But we will bring that to you one day. But in the meantime, what we have for you here is a bit of a best of the first 2 years of the show. This is part one. There'll be another part next week, so stay tuned for that. We know that best ofs can often be the first episodes that people listen to of shows. So if you want to get the most out of it, or maybe not be upset by some of the things that some people say, some things you need to know. I am a trans woman and I'm gay. Andy is in an open marriage and just lives a pretty unique lifestyle, and Jamie is a fat nerd, but yeah, you know, he's a pretty good guy, unlike the rest of us. But essentially what we've got here is it's some clips from over the years that made us laugh and made some of our fans laugh. Thank you to everybody who sent ideas for clips that we should include into this. In we love you and appreciate you, so thanks to everyone for listening to the show. Please, we hope you enjoy what we've picked out for you, so please enjoy the best of the first 2 years of We'll Just Tell Your Mother We Ate It All on this week's episode of
Well, We'll Just Tell Your Mother that we ate it all.
So
let's talk.
This
come on, man! don't do me this way.
Oh, but we
come
are.
On, dog.
Come over here and have a seat on the couch. I'm Chris Hansen.
we are gonna do you this way.
Oh man!
Should we explain our plan?
Just come and have a seat on the couch.
I think you're gonna have to explain.
Should we explain our plan?
Yeah.
Okay, when you were out of the room yesterday, we have devised that the movie you think we're here to do, we're doing later.
We're doing the famed double episode Switcheroo trick.
We can't get a full hour out of it.
No, oh, but I think we can.
We can generally catch up as well because we haven't done it for a while.
That's true. This is the first episode, not the first out this year, but it's the first we've recorded.
How much really do you have to say about waiting that you're going to use up all your riffs?
I've got heaps.
Yeah.
I got a few mild thoughts on it.
Well, I've got some.
You have more thoughts about another
film? I got a lot of thoughts about an independent movie.
A short film.
Yeah, all I got an independent movie that I heard of this year. It's coming out on Screen Gems next year, I believe. Jason Blum has got a hold of it because it's truly a horror movie for the ages.
Well, that's apropos for some text messages that I'm receiving right now. From a certain person.
You need to give way more information than that.
Oh, we'll get to it.
We've
got a whole episode. All right, so we should tell the story. Who tells the story? Do we tell the story, or does this guy have to tell the story?
I don't. I can tell the story.
I mean, do you want to give a summation and then we'll tell the story? Do you want to? Do you want to leap out in front of
it? I'll give the tagline.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. In space, no one can hear you scream.
Oh God!
This is beautiful because it's the first time I've ever seen you be embarrassed about your actions.
Yeah. This is a real Mueller investigation for you.
I accidentally send it's Tom Orr. But like,
he's a comedian.
To describe our relationship,
Sydney.
He's a comedian who I have a friendly acquaintance. We're not friends, but we're friendly.
Mm-hmm. He books rooms, which I feel is appropriate to discuss.
So I accidentally send him a sex tape.
What was the content of the sex tape?
It was me jerking off onto a woman's face.
I had a shoe-related incident on my first day of school. I cried at my first day of school.
Hit me.
I didn't know how to what shoe was my left shoe and what shoe was my right shoe.
Yeah.
It was very early on.
No, so that's fine. I didn't know left or right back then either. Yeah.
So my parents thought to help me, they'd put...
Rose, left. You have a smug look on your face. Did you know left and right in kindergarten?
I reckon I probably had a grasp of it.
But did you know what gender you were? So... Still got it.
Yeah, he's back, baby. So my parents thought to help me, they'd put left and right in the shoe. Which doesn't help at all.
Because you can't read?
Because it's just labeling the shoe.
Oh, you don't know what your feet are.
Yeah,
right.
It says left, but I don't know which one left is.
You'd be better off doing it with arrows.
Yeah, so I just stood there and cried until someone put my shoes on.
Hello, it's Andy, safe and sound, hidden away in isolation in my little jerk off tent. Don't worry about me. I'm here and I'm safe. This next clip coming from a different jerk off den than when I used to live. Rose and Jamie sent very funny comedian Tom Walker to my old apartment to watch the movie Van Wilder. And Tom had a few things to say about how I lived. I hope you enjoy the clip. Thanks very much.
Preamble. Because as long as we're talking about Hastings, when I came into his flat, there are fish. There are fish there that look...
That filter's broken.
Yeah, immediately you walk into his flat, everything is in a state of disrepair. There are Funko Pops littered around, and then a fish tank that literally looks like it's filled with bong water. Like, they look like they're dying.
Yeah, I'm very worried about them.
Yeah, good. Yeah, make a change. Like,
we're getting a new filter this week. We're doing it. The filter's
week?
Broken. Like, tomorrow.
Yeah. I feel like you weren't going to do it tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Have you seen among all the clatter, there's a very classy glass jar just filled with condoms right in the lounge.
It's
like one of those
still
things
in the wrapper
where
or are they out?
No, they're all filled with condoms. They're all used, It's like one of those things where you pull out and it's full
of
cigarettes.
Fancy old lolly jars.
Yeah, but it's just got Andy Hastings condoms in them.
You know, I didn't actually put that. That's a vet's thing. I didn't. The condom jars is her.
Did you have
idea.
An argument over where to place it in the house?
Yeah, we did. I was like, let's put it in the bedroom. We don't need like. And she was like, no, it's fine. Who cares? It's, you know, it's important to be safe. And I was like, yeah, good point. I can't argue.
Yeah, the back and forth was like, I want it near the Funko Pops. And she said, which ones? Which hotbed of Funko are we going to put our condom jar next to?
Did you tell Tom that we deliberately got him to watch the movie at Andy's house? Because we're like, we're definitely going to record here because there's a table and it's
so
nice.
I was genuinely vocally grateful that this is a normal apartment. This is like where people live.
Yeah. Can I ask, though, like, what? Like, how did you think I lived? Like, how did you, what did you expect?
It's awful to be proved right. Yeah. I'm a pessimist, but not by choice. I don't want to be.
Yeah. In the group chat, we said, maybe we can get 2 good minutes out of having the movie played at Andy's house and just watching Tom walk in and be like, oh, yeah, this tracks.
It literally all made sense. The one surprising thing is that he has a cat.
No, that cat's going to die.
I love that cat so much.
Yeah, presumably the filter's going to break for the cat as well. You're just going to wake up and find it drowned in bong water.
Last time I was there, very casually, Andy picks up weed from the ground. He's like, yep, cat shouldn't be eating this. And just like put it in a top drawer. And he was like, yeah, what a good parent I am, you know? I love my cat.
No, I stopped him before. He always tries to eat weed
that you leave on the floor.
Here's another fun thing about weed. You shouldn't have any either until you fix your goddamn fish situation and stop having something slowly die in your house. They're like, they're swimming around. They keep like coming up to the surface. I don't think they think there's food there. They're just looking for an escape.
I've had those fish are 2 years old. I take good care
Let's
of
go
fish.
Back and confiscate.
2 year old goldfish is a good effort.
Let's go back and confiscate your weed until that fish situation.
I'm out of weed. I don't have any. I got some cookie in the fridge.
Hey, what's up? Andrew Bensley here, just absolutely thriving in ISO. Excuse the echo. I'm in my bathroom taking a shit. I just had some undercooked pork chops. I might not be here a while. I just want to give a shout out to the gang on their second anniversary of the pod. I love it. Some haters, they said you'd never get there, and And I was one of those. I spread that rumor pretty aggressively. So I take that back. I'm pretty embarrassed. Anyway, listen to my clip, I guess. Bye.
So I dated the same girl throughout high school from late year 8 through to year 12.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in Queanbeyan, New South Wales. However, in the summer holidays of year 10, when this album had just come out, I went to Queensland because I used to live in Queensland when I was in primary school.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this little trip.
I actually didn't know that about you.
I did. For a year, I lived in Caboolture, and I went back to Caboolture to visit some friends. One of the friends I visited was
Isn't that
my,
in Turkmenistan? Where is Caboolture?
Isn't two guys
isn't
from
that
Kabocha?
That like a fermented soft drink?
Yeah. I lived in Kabocha. And I visited my ex-girlfriend from primary school.
Sick.
Who I hadn't seen.
She wasn't still in primary school, right?
Yeah. We dated. I was in year 6.
Yeah, we dated 6 weeks earlier.
I was in year 6. She was in kindy.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
No, we were both in year 7 up there. Year 7 is our year 6. It's fucking weird up there.
Yep.
That's still primary school.
Still primary school is year 7. Year 8 is the first year of high
school.
They
don't do kindergarten.
It's very strange.
Right.
Anyway, I went there and I met her. We went to the movies with a bunch of friends. And then I called my girlfriend.
Maybe I'll see you at a movie. Sneak preview.
Exactly. I called my girlfriend at the time and I said, sorry, babe. Still in love with my girlfriend from Queensland.
Oh, no.
Hadn't done a thing. Like, I'd had sex with my girlfriend here. She'd like.
You had sex in year 7?
No. This is the.
Year 10.
Year 10.
Oh, right. You dated in year 7. You're in year 10.
So, yeah. So, I call the ex-girlfriend, the current girlfriend, to say about the ex-girlfriend. Who all we'd done was kissed. And we got in trouble for kissing behind a bush once, had to see the principal. And and I called her and was like, sorry, still, like, I was such a drama queen. I was like, still.
That's so sick.
I'm sorry. I just, all these feelings came up. Never saw her again for the rest of the trip or anything. And then.
So you saw her at the movies.
I saw her.
With a bunch of friends.
A bunch of friends.
Did you hook up?
No.
So you just saw her dumped
you
your girlfriend?
Nostalgia pangs.
Well, here's the Jesus. Thing. I didn't.
You were on a break.
Back to wearing a break. Because I said this and I like we had this whole thing. And all I remember is listening to this album on the drive from Caboolture down to Brisbane Airport. Which is roughly an hour, and it's roughly the length of the album, and I was listening the whole time. And the listening to Always.
Oh, like, man, such a good song.
That and being all sad in the front seat while my mom was driving.
Sick.
Like,
thinking about Travis Barker and our Sophie having
I'm tearing up. And then I full on basically pulled like a George Costanza where he quits his job and then just shows up on Monday. Like, I just got back home and I was like, hey, what's up, babe? What's going on? Just pretended I'd never done.
Did she say anything?
Oh, we had a huge fight. We stayed here.
I thought maybe you'd try that thing where you're like, oh, my brother took my phone.
Nope. No.
Daddy got me on good.
That does sound like classic Bensley to just show up and just like crack open a beer and be like, hey, babe.
Hey, what's going on? Nothing weird here.
No one left you for their primary school girlfriend.
We stayed together for 2 more years, so it worked.
Hey, this is Yaz from the Mug Off. Just want to say congratulations on 2 years. That's quite an achievement. And get well soon, Hastings, from the appendicitis. Love you guys. Bye.
I remember when 18th season happened, you know, like in year 12 when it's just 18th season constantly. One of my very good friends, 18th, like the parents' drawer got raided and they found like dildo, body chocolate and a bunch of nudes of the mum in Polaroid. Oof. And like completely like shaved and like but like she's
detailed about
yeah
I'm glad you did but I'm going there.
She's got her arms up in the pose in a way that looks kind of like an air traffic controller and she had like the landing strip I had to talk people out of and eventually take it down because I felt bad. Like they immediately got the photo, put it on the fridge, and I was like, we're not doing that. I took it back, but then, like, for the next
Now you're the guy holding the nude of the mom at the party. Yeah. But, no, I'm trying to help.
Well, yeah. And as I, like, because then I was like, oh, I should
Jenny,
put it
what's in your hands?
Yeah, and then then I was like, oh, I should put it in my pocket. And I was like, that looks just as bad.
Yeah. No, you're trying to take it home.
Yeah, yeah. But I put it back in the drawer. But then, like, for the next year, because, like, the 18th season after high school carries on somewhat
personally,
after high school.
I don't think it was good after about the 10th season.
Yeah. Exactly. And then,
yeah, it really drops off.
And then
yeah.
it was just, like, every party was just people making air traffic control symbols. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, no. Mate, your mum's got a landing strip.
Oh, my Lord.
That's so sick.
That's why 21st season is better, because you're normally, like, in, like, an RSL reception room and mum's there.
Yeah.
So you can't be crashed.
No.
Although, like, oh, that's when everyone probably goes and starts to try and crack
cool
on.
Shit at a 21st.
Like, yeah, we went, 21st, cool. Yeah.
We went to one, and my housemate, one of my good friends, like, the mum was hot, and then everyone was like, geez, that mum's all right. And then everyone was like, I bet you this guy, Chris, can't fucking screw this guy's mom. And then they were like, well, now it's on. And it's like this Toby guy. We'll change the name every time I mention them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he just starts fucking hanging around. Like, just like, do you want a hand with the bottles?
Yeah.
You know, putting shit around. She's like, who is this guy following me? Like, get out. Talk to the girls. Talk to the girls. And then, like, literally,
I have absolutely been that person.
Yeah, the birthday girl, like, everyone's gone at this point. Like, the show's over.
Mm.
And then the birthday girl hears the bath run. And apparently, her and the mom, she was a single lady. They'd have this thing where, like, hey, if the bath's running, it means either one of them has someone home, and just be cool about it.
Fuck yeah.
And then she's just like, wait a minute, it was my party. No one came in, like, who could be? Yeah. Opens the door. There's my buddy just getting a wristy off her mom. And she's just like, what the fuck? And then apparently it's just like, you know, it, like, the door closes. The mom's like, oh, maybe you should leave. And he's like, just like shoveling his pants on, has to walk past her. She's just staring at the TV. And he's like, I'll see you later. But it was like, man, I was eating off the back of telling that story to other people.
So yeah,
like, people
were like, yeah. That rules.
I'll click you at the dinner. I'd say, all right, if you want to hear the story about Alexander.
Actually, I got one more, I think, from 18th season. 18th season is just so
it's like, that should be the podcast.
The more you think about it. Like, yeah.
I cooked it again for
so, like,
right, this is the moment we do an offshoot.
One of the girls was having an 18th, and she like, had, like, a big fucking house. She was, like, really rich.
Yep.
And at the time, like, this family friend was staying over because she was going through, like, a bad divorce and had nowhere to stay, and she was a MILF.
God,
like,
why would you let it go, dude?
Yeah.
Man, we didn't have enough MILFs in the Shire.
So she was, like, super hot. I think she would have been a bit younger than, like, most of the mums for our age. So she would have been, like, 35, 36, maybe.
Right.
And so, like, in this 18, she was just, like, out and about because she just got divorced. Got drunk so quick, was hanging out with kids, and, like, this is like
she's
a house.
She's probably popped a Valium.
This
or
is
two
like
before,
a house like, with a pool and a hot tub, and she's in the hot tub with one of the dorkiest guys.
Just thinking about her uni days, like, like, hell yeah, dude!
And, like, this guy is fucking 17 at this point, like, and they're like in the hot tub. They just start hooking up in the party.
Yeah,
and
then it's half your age plus seven, not half your age.
And we were like, holy! And, like, at the time, like, we're just like, this guy is a fucking hero. Like, he's gone from, like, kind of nerdy popular to, like,
dude, he just fucking made out with someone's mom.
Yeah, like, he bypassed all these immature 18-year-old girls.
Why would
and
you?
And he's done that. And then he fucking got married to her.
What?
That's
married
so good.
Married the mom. God. Like, two kids, became the stepdad, had another kid later.
Oh, fuck. That rules.
Fucking That'd be hell. So good to just tell your mate, like, hey, don't treat your mom like that. Oh, that'd be so, like...
Fuck yes.
Oh, yes.
Man, 18th season. The podcast that keeps on giving.
I was at the 21st, and I was talking, and it was my best mate at the time's mum. And I was talking to him, and I was chatting, and I've known that kid since primary school. And we'd had a few drinks, and I was like... And she was like, yeah, no, it's good to see you again. And she was like, so did you ever get that autism diagnosis? Did that ever happen?
Jesus.
And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, I just remember, like, when you were, like, 6 or 7, like, apparently you had autism. Did that ever come through? Or and I was like, no, that's not. I have no idea what you're talking about. She's like, oh, yeah, okay. I just thought, all right.
Jesus.
And then the next day I was like, mom, what the fuck? Like, did you think I had autism? And she was like, yeah, like, a few, like, teachers said probably, but I don't know. I just never got you tested, so.
Yeah, I mean, you seem fine.
Yeah.
My mom always...
And then she was like, no, and I don't think you are now. So
my mom loves bringing up, like, and you know what? We thought you might have had Down syndrome. And me and your father, we were prepared to take care of any... just like, what the fuck, mom? It's like, tell my friends.
But yeah. So it's not like that some people are going to 21st and hooking up
That's
with
what moms. They said in the speech during 18th season.
Like, man.
And I'm finding
I'm
out...
Like, cut it. Cut her mic off. Yeah.
I'm finding out, like, other people are hooking up with mums at 21st. I'm finding out from the mums that I, you know, everyone thought I had autism when I was a kid.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Pretty good stuff.
G'day, y'all. Rosie here again. So this next clip is another one from Tom Walker's first episode where he came on to do Van Wilder and then essentially laid into Andy the entire time. Tom's one of our favorite guests. You might even hear him on the next episode as well. So please enjoy another bit of Tom Walker goodness.
When are you going to unpack? And he's like, yeah, it's pretty much done.
You guys still got a few boxes of Funkos to unload?
Well, you know, we haven't even touched the Game of Thrones collection.
Oh, boy.
What would be your dream line of Funkos?
Oh, well, I already have my
Sydney open mic.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Man, I
the
would
Kyle
love
Legacy
that.
Funko? Holy shit.
With the alternate jersey?
I can tell you my favorite Funkos. I can tell you the favorite ones I own.
Oh, cool, man.
I'm not sure we need to do that.
Yeah, we don't need to
do
that.
Oh, sick. What else can you do? Can you do literally anything else with the next, like, 3 minutes of my life? Because I don't want that.
This is already my favorite episode by so far.
This is just recorded bullying.
I can tell you my favorite Funkos. Yeah, don't.
You got to list them now. You got to list them. Let's just make that the rest of the podcast. You're talking about your Funkos.
Oh my god.
My favorite one is
Happy 2-year anniversary. Thank you so much for asking me to do this. Hello, my name's Timothy Clark. I was a guest a few months ago. This is honestly one of my favorite shows, if not my favorite podcast to listen to. It's always a highlight of my week. I always try and listen to it as soon as I can. In fact, I even asked to be a guest on at the time because I'm such a big fan. I love listening to it. Thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Andrew, putting on a great show. It's so good to catch up with friends every week and catch up and hear great stories about your lives, great insight into what you're reviewing, and just catch up on the Sydney open mic scene in general. It's really nice and sweet and genuine to hear, and it's a really, really great podcast. I wish you all the best. 2 years, fantastic. Congratulations, and thank you again. Thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Andrew. Congratulations, and hey, here's to 2 more years of everyone's favorite video game based podcast, Manic Pixie Dreamcast. You guys, they said it couldn't be done, but you've done it. 2 years of what I'm assuming is the podcast you've asked me to record this for, Manic Pixie Dreamcast. Wow, what a roller coaster we've gone on. Boy, an enjoyable fact based podcast about video games. Congrats on turning everyone's final fantasy into a final reality. Anyway, there you go, Rosie. You can cut that up if you want. And if you want me to do your podcast about teenagers having sex or, you know, whatever the other one is, let me know. Cool. Cheers.
Your life is falling apart, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
Listeners can't see, but Jamie was really swiveling his head saying that to everyone here at the same time.
I was pinching my nipples while I said it, too.
So Wednesday night, it's actually a great set. I'm hosting this gig. It's going really great.
I believe the reviews from past guest Ben Caution were, Hastings has built an unexpected rapport with the audience.
I'm a good MC. I don't know.
He said it was good. He just used that.
He said it in a way that implies it's not normal.
It surprised him.
Which is why you went on about it for like a full day in our Powerbomb group chat.
Well, because to me, he just complimented me. Yes. He didn't give me a backhander. He was just like, great, that was great last night.
But he said you were doing great.
Yeah, unexpectedly.
But it's still good.
Yeah. No, it implies the bigger problem. Ben Caution not thinking I'm a good comedian is a bigger problem than me not getting recognized having had a good spot one night. Do you know what I mean?
No, explain. No.
Who's Ben Caution?
I'm saying I would rather Ben Caution think I was a good comedian and have just a bad gig sometime than have just one random bad gig.
Oh.
Than have Ben Caution think I'm a bad comedian but kill it one night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I've got some bad news for you. He thinks the latter.
Oh, man. Anyway.
No, he loves you. He told me.
We're good friends.
I know.
He just doesn't respect me as a comedian.
He's one of the scrambled eggs.
He is. That's true.
He just never performed with
he's
us.
He's the third scrambo. No, he did the second time. Very briefly.
But your new friends
what did he do in
you.
The second one?
Second one, he came up at the end. That was like how we finished the second time. Was it? Man, this is impenetrable.
I've got no fucking idea.
I don't even know what they're talking
Rose,
about.
Before you ever did comedy, Jamie, me and Rose briefly did a couple of sketches as a parody of an improv group called Scrambled Eggs.
Oh, that's
We Dog. Wore matching turtlenecks. We had goatees, hair,
in ponytails,
ponytail, jeans, and joggers.
Yeah, it was great.
That's pretty funny.
It was quite funny. Yeah. The first time was terrible because we did it at Fuck Club, and Andy caught the fear and ran off stage, basically stranded me there.
What a bitch move, dude!
That's serious. No, that is what
I'm trying to.
Dude, that's preemptive transphobia in action.
Actions from 7 years ago.
That's actually what happened. You clearly got scared and ran off the stage. I was just there, be like, how the fuck am I meant to end this?
A great parody of improv.
I think Kappa got involved. It was
because people were talking to us from the stage. But then the second time we did it at Mug and Kettle, I wrote the sketch out a bit more. I'm going to say I wrote. I definitely put more effort than you in.
Hastings is making a very bad face right now.
Weird thing. Even if it's true, it's like, man, it was like 6 years ago.
No, it's just indicative of, you know, you.
We used to do
it. But it went much better.
We used to do a fake improv sketch for Chimp Cop. Yeah. Our improv group was called Gag Reflex.
that's funny.
And it was...
That's quite funny.
It was Ben Vanell and Adam Knox who would be on stage. I would be in the audience as a plant.
Yeah.
And Ben would be the improv comic who was going through a divorce. So every... A suggestion that I gave him reminded him of his ex-wife until the end where I had like this long, long suggestion of talking about a couple that can't stay together because they were too cheap to build a fence around their pool. But what did it really cost them in the end? And I would get up and start screaming at him, and then Noxie would go, "All right, I think I heard insurance salesman." That was it. But I did it one time at Catfish, a room in Melbourne, and one guy, I was getting up and ranting and moving around, and one guy thought I was not part of the sketch, and he got up and started getting him in my face, and he grabbed me by the shirt, and I was in the character, so I grabbed him by the shirt as well, and we're like spinning each other around, and he. I saw him go, give me a wink and go, good set. He knew I was part of this. Oh, he was just trying to help. But to everyone else who couldn't see it.
Really violent.
He was just this roided up, bald guy standing up, grabbing by the shirt. And then I spat in his face.
Because he just wanted to fight this guy.
Yeah, because I was in the character of a guy, he's screaming. And then no one else could see it. There were people trying to run up and stop him.
Yeah.
The people on stage immediately stopped. That's this is a bit. Crazy. This is a bit.
That's so fucking...
Yeah. It didn't go well in the end.
You didn't just get, dude, I'm fucking kidding.
Yeah.
So you were just like, I'm kidding, dude. Sorry.
Would you ever bring back scrambled eggs?
Maybe.
We've thought about it.
Yeah, we're not
scrambled
saying we
eggs. Over
well, Mortal Comedy has always been produced by Scrambled Eggs as well. So
yeah, but that's more like how Kyle Legacy says his show is directed by Zack Zucker every year.
True.
Which really makes me laugh.
In Mortal Comedy 2, there were sketch elements.
Yeah.
Were there? I didn't.
At the start and at the end.
I only go see Hastings solo joints.
Sucked in.
Imagine
I've seen three of Rosa shows too. Yeah.
Imagine seeing the phrase Scrambled Eggs presents Mortal Comedy.
That's literally what I said.
Featuring Andrew Hastings and Rosa
said those words on the poster.
Yeah.
I know what those words mean, but that makes no sense.
Yeah, now ticket sales reflected that. Actually,
we sold well at both of them.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm at this. I've been crying on the train.
Yeah. You build up an unexpected rapport with
it's
the audience,
well, and I'm like, man, I finally, I.
You made a cocktail.
I invented a cocktail, then riffed a great thing about it. I'm so happy with it.
Can I just jump in? Yeah. I thought Anna Faris was good.
Yeah. She was great.
You know who else invented cocktails?
Yeah.
Three of them, actually.
Yeah.
The Happy Bernie
Teller.
It's a spiced rum and pineapple juice because I felt like something like tropical dacing.
That drink definitely exists.
I think it's used in some cocktails, but it doesn't matter. I thought of it, I ordered it, I invented it.
And then I,
rum and pineapple juice?
Spiced rum and pineapple juice.
That definitely exists. That like, is, yeah. Like, really famously.
No
like
one at that
before.
Bar had ever... I asked the bartender if he'd ever seen it before, and he said no.
Have you ever seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yes.
It's in that.
No, that's Malibu, which is coconut rum. Damn. Anyway, whatever.
Listen, I want my cum tasting as good as it gets. Maybe
right. I guess. Don't step on the punchline, obviously.
Anyway, welcome to...
The riff that every single
this
person
week, the movie
of.
Is just as good as it gets.
The
James L. Brooks.
I ripped this on stage.
The L stands for living legend.
Oh, the riff on stage was pineapple juice makes your rum taste better.
Okay. That's good.
That's good.
Like, it's a clever version of that.
That's not bad.
I can see why an unexpected rapport was built now.
Yeah. Anyways, that was...
I can see why you were trying to stretch up your hamstring before that huge run.
So that was...
That's Hastings' version of The Lord of the Rings is an unexpected rapport.
Oh, that might be the best joke we've had in months. Oh, that's the end. All right, so come to Powerbomb Comedy every Friday.
We've probably said this on the podcast one night, but I came downstairs at Powerbomb and Hastings was on the door and he was talking to Ben Elwood with like, it was a very spirited conversation and I had to ask you something and I was just kind of standing there waiting for a lull and then you just look at me and go, yeah, we're talking about Fight Club.
Oh my God, you and Ben Elwood in a heated discussion about Fight Club.
Well, think about Tyler.
I want to see it.
Aloha, beautiful people. It's the one and only Eloise Aftos here. I just wanted to say a big happy 2-year anniversary to the sexiest podcasters I know, Rosie, Jamie, and Andrew. I had such a good time on We'll Just Tell Your Mother We Ate It All, and I'm not surprised I made the best of episode. I'm obviously the funniest guest you've had on, so it's a huge honor for everyone else. Congratulations, guys. I have to do another face mask, but I hope you're all enjoying ISO. Miss you all, and happy listening.
Can I tell you my favorite Eloise story I've...
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I will need your help in this.
Okay,
but what happened? I forget
He's
the
about
one.
To tell us.
Yeah.
Sorry, I get really scared when someone's like, it's a story about you. And I'm like, what is me? But I'm in it. But like, don't I know? Yeah.
Hear it and then you'll know.
Yeah.
Okay, Hastings, you don't have to yell at me like I'm your wife.
Get the disrespect bong again.
It's funny that you think he's the one doing the yelling.
Yeah, I know. I'm such a wog. I'm like, stop yelling at me, you asshole, while I'm screaming.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yvette, fire up that my wife just yelled at me, bong.
Yeah, true. Sorry. I totally get what you mean now. I totally get that.
Yeah. Okay, tell the story.
My favorite. I will need your help in
okay.
this mm-hmm. when
oh,
the
no,
time comes.
I'm so
comes.
Scared, but here we go.
You keep looking at me.
No, I don't think either.
We were in a story and we don't even know it.
Yeah. You and there almost certainly, like okay. because you'll know we were right. at UTS doing
okay,
comedy,
yeah, yeah.
It was like a bad night. Like it wasn't that.
Yeah,
good.
It was UTS.
Yeah. Well, they fired us now, so fuck them.
Hey,
Rose,
how would you know you
went? Did they fire you?
I went like twice.
Whatever.
They
fuck
they suck and the room sucks and don't go to any new iteration of it.
Yeah, no, I will never.
And
but happy endings is great. We'll all happy endings.
Let's not conflate rooms with rooms.
I just said that out of nowhere. It was a complete non sequitur.
totally fine with not having
UTS. Like
that.
But yeah. Eloise was on, and Eloise likes to, when she does comedy, she likes to do her whole Eloise thing where she talks about being like.
You play
you know,
a character.
Yeah,
sometimes,
she plays
yeah, a character I play a little
where
persona.
She's, like, where like she's more attractive and more worldly and has been around and knows like everything.
Yeah.
And
it's like
really
an old Hollywood
smart,
vibe.
Smart, hot, like smart,
yeah,
hot,
everything.
Funny, like talented.
The
I could
total
go on.
Package.
It's like if someone just, won a
Hastings looked at me yeah. like I was the worst person he's ever met. Yeah. And I'm like, it's a persona. It's not my fault yeah. if you think it's real.
It's like if someone
it's
just.
Because he's such a good actor.
If someone just won a Golden Globe. If someone just won a Golden Globe and then decided to do stand up in their acceptance speech. That
yeah.
Would
yeah,
be
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Like
that's
that.
Actually
that's
the
a
best
great
description
yeah.
of my
yeah.
Yeah.
A Hollywood
shtick.
Starlet slumming it at an open mic.
Yeah,
yes.
You've just been,
exactly.
Yeah, and so you've just been handed a microphone.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you're just trying yeah, to bust yeah. it. And it's great. I love it.
Thank
and
you.
Yeah, like this night was like kind of muted and not going so well. And at one point, like, Eloise was just trying to, like, get things going by, like, asking, like, telling the crowd to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And, like, Eloise is, like, fooling this character, which is, like, I own everything. Like, I'm the fucking diva supreme.
You could
and
never then, fuck me.
Vamp.
And then, no, I've remembered the detail now. I don't even need to consult
you. Don't even need me. Yeah, oh, my God. Wow.
And
really
so,
famous.
Like, it's going, like, pretty bad. And Eloise is, I wouldn't say floundering, but, like, kind of, like, reacting to the fact that they're not reacting. Mm. And eventually one of them pipes up and goes, "What's your favorite movie?" And she completely breaks character and goes, "Oh my God, it's Bend It Like Becca." and then she spent like 2 minutes earnestly
say
talking about
to Tiffany's
how
or something.
No, can I be honest?
Oh my God,
like,
you've got to write that into your fucking
honestly,
show.
Can I be honest? Like, I have so, because I studied film. So I have like a lot of films as like a favorite film.
This
but
is
I was
literally
like,
what you said to the audience.
Spot,
as
on
well.
The spot, I was going, guys, I study film, and like this is a really hard question, like because it was going off my movie joke, wasn't it, about the cinema? Yeah. And they're like, "Someone girl, she just yelled it out." I didn't think I even asked her a question.
Oh really?
I
thought you were saying
out, like,
ask questions.
But, no, but I was being a little like, I'm pretty interactive in my set. I don't know if you've ever seen it, Hastings, but I'm really interactive in my set.
What does that even mean?
And I just love like pointing out. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, just so you know, like, no, you've seen my set. I'm joking. I just. You know,
yeah.
Rosie and Jamie, obviously huge fans of me. and I just want you to be on the same page. Anyway, I am joking. I like said, I was like panicking because I was going, what movie can I say? This is like the hardest question for me. And I just yelled, I just went, Bend It Like Beckham. Like, because it is an amazing film. And I earnestly was talking about it like that. Yeah. And I really wanted to be Indian for so long after seeing that movie.
Yeah, and that's what she said as well. It was so vulnerable. She's like, all I want to be is Indian.
Do a bunch of little work uni students.
Yeah, but like, they loved it.
Oh,
and
really?
I was like, I wanted to be Indian. And
you turned them. It was like Bill Burr in Philly.
Yeah, basically. And I also was like, oh, that was the film that made me play. I started playing soccer after I saw that film.
Yeah.
All right.
I played till I was like, what? 22?
Not the Euro 2008 win?
No, that was before that. That did get me going.
Oh, yeah, it would have been before that.
That did get me going. Don't worry. I was in Greece when we won the Euro.
Oh, really?
I was there. 2004.
That was
a
low point. They were playing very bad football, very negative defensive
football. Who did
they
beat?
Yeah.
They beat Portugal. It was wild. But yeah, Bend It Like Beckham is an amazing film. Grinta Chadha is a great director. And if you don't believe me, well, fuck you. Okay? Yeah. And so
it
many other films.
It literally turned the night. Like, everyone was just like, oh.
Everyone
and then
went,
everyone
what?
Did quite well after that.
Fuck yeah.
While Eloise was just strutting around being like,
you
I want to be Indian.
Yeah.
Bend It Like Beckham, save the gig.
But I literally, like, I yelled it out, like, almost so, I was so like, Bend It Like Beckham.
Well, it was quite fast. Like, you weren't, because you was just saying then that like you were thinking about it, but the way it came out was like they
first
were
thing
like,
that came to my
yeah.
Head.
Well, then we're like, "What's your favorite movie?" And you went, "Bend It Like Beckham." And then there was like a bit where like your face, like the mask dropped a little, and you're like, "Oh, I just said Bend It Like Beckham." Like when I should have like said,
"I should have said
Breakfast
what?" Yeah. No, Breakfast at Tiffany's. You can't even say that anymore. Even though I love like
Edward's
films. Oh, no,
I mean, like in character. Like you would have.
Oh, Breakfast at Tiffany's is a great film. I love like Edward's films, but also a lot of racist characters in them. I love The Party, one of my favorite films, but Peter Sellers played an Indian man on it.
Yeah, I hate Breakfast at Tiffany's except for Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney in it. That's your favorite part?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was my parents'
it's
wedding
deft.
Song.
It's
Moon
got a
River.
Deft touch.
Moon River was my parents' wedding song, so.
Hey everyone, Jamie here. Hope you're enjoying the best of. I've already finished Final Fantasy VII Remake, so now I'm cutting this crap together while listening to the soundtrack to Final Fantasy VII Remake. I love this clip. I love this episode. This kind of chronicles Andrew's misery year, which was very funny to be a part of, especially visiting him at Melbourne Comedy Festival. Anyway, enjoy Hastings' downfall.
Do you think that's the most embarrassing moment of your entire life?
It's like, in terms of embarrassment felt, no, because like when I was a kid. One time I lost my pants.
Man, I remember...
Explain. There's so much more to than I lost my pants. Mom, I can't find my shorts.
They were chafing me.
I was 9 years old. So bad. I hate this.
No,
I was 9 years old, and we did like swimming lessons with school. That was like one of our school sports. As you'd go down to the aquatic center, they'd bus us down, bus us back, and like we would get dressed. We'd get dressed into our swimming clothes at the pool, but we'd get dressed back into our regular clothes at school. Mm. And at school getting dressed, I was there in my little 9-year-old boy Speedos, and I realized I couldn't find my pants.
Right.
So, oh, this is horrible.
Oh, no. So I like, was at school with no pants.
And my teacher You're living was, out the nightmare yeah, that everyone
Literally.
Oh, yeah, man.
No. No wonder you're like
But you had a shirt on.
Oh. I had a shirt on and little... I had a towel.
Oh, you so did you have to walk around school like you're wearing some go, sort of like...
You're like, it's a sarong.
Yeah, like a Polynesian
read an
sarong.
Issue, read an issue of Vogue.
So not quite, not culturally appropriate.
It wasn't just my class. The thing was about three classes who all like went down to swim lessons. So what I had to do is I was back in my classroom. I told the teacher and they were like, well, they're not here. Maybe someone in one of the other classes has it. So I had to go around and knock on the other class.
Do you have my pants?
Oh, no.
And say, hi, has anyone seen my pants?
Oh, no.
That is more embarrassing.
That's horrible.
What, do people laugh at your face?
Yes. What are you fucking... Kids are so cruel.
Yeah,
kids are so cruel.
That is so cruel of that teacher as well. Just
yeah,
like send you to go
around.
Do it. Yeah, they should have done it. That's really sadistic.
You just reminded me of something that often mentioned.
I haven't thought about that story in so long.
Andy again. First things first, my DMs are open at Andrew Hastings on Twitter. Send nudes there. Andrew Hastings 11 on Instagram. Once again, DMs are open. Second thing we got to get to, this next clip. Very exciting, one of my favorites. In this we imagine, what if we were YouTube stars and we were creating Australian Dragon Ball Z? And oh boy, we really fleshed that idea out. Hope you like it. DMs open.
I'm an Aussie comic and I'm called Bloku.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And I'm going.
It is probably
and
that
I'm
time
going,
we did a joke.
And then I'm going fucking super G'dayan.
Yeah.
You know
okay.
Open my BB. And then there's and then my the main the bad guy is called Vegemite.
All right, I was about to jump in with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm fawning.
I was going to say my rival slash friend slash enemy, Vegemite eater.
What if we? Yeah. What if we did Aussie Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it was
Krill, instead of krillin, it's prawns.
Yeah, prawning. And he's just like, "Good eye, mates."
Yeah, Yamcha is still Yamcha.
Yeah, but it's Yamcha. But it's Yamcha down in Chatswood, where it's good. Wink.
Yamcha brackets the one in Blakehurst.
Yeah. What other character is that? Tien. They're Tiens, and he's a lad.
Yeah,
I still got it.
Frieza.
It's Esky.
Esky is perfect.
But
yeah, I'm on a
but
roll.
Why
here.
Should Esky be the that wouldn't be the villain?
Oh well, maybe it's a warm Esky.
Maybe like leaky Esky.
Yeah, it's a bad Esky. Well, yeah. Like, no, because you could
Frieza's
say that...
Frieza's very powerful.
Esky's bad because he fucking takes your beers away from you.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're like,
okay.
And you're, as Bloku, I'm like, give me a beer. And he's like, nah, Esky's closed, mate.
Yeah.
Broly is still Broly, but he's an umbrella.
Yeah.
But that's,
yeah.
Is that too English,
or it's just another
Broly's
no,
Australian
Broly,
as well.
Broly's really Australian.
Yeah. My family will say Broly.
Yeah.
Also, you got... man, we can keep going. You got Piccolo, but it's Espresso.
Piccolo always
flat white.
Piccolo always brags about how Australian coffee is better than any other
country.
Well,
I was going to say Piccolo, but it's like one of those little bottles of yellow champagne.
Oh yeah, that works too.
But I like
for
the idea of like Piccolo going to like America and being like, "Fuck, who do you got a route to get a flat white around here?"
There's Raditz, but it's Raditz the rat.
yeah, that's
man,
good.
You can do every character.
See, I don't really know many of the other characters.
We've said all of them.
And
what,
so the world is obviously Australia.
Rochi, and he smokes weed.
Lamb Roti.
Oh, yeah.
Down the local Indian.
So the world is obviously Australia in this world.
Yeah, it's Dragon Ball Z is the name of the show.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But it's Dragon Ball.
I've had too
Dragon
many ideas to not make this.
Yeah, let's fucking email Rory Lowe right
now.
Hey guys, Jamie again. Wow, what a hilarious clip from a hilarious podcast. We've got another one coming right up now. But first, this virus has meant that we're all staying inside, so we finally quit comedy and me and Hastings have decided to become professional Rocket League players. Hastings is actually alarmingly good at Rocket League, like so good he might consider the old pivot of the career 8 years ago. But please find us on PSN. I'm Jamie the Red, and listen to this podcast or pick up a controller and play Rocket League instead.
makes me so angry to think about you fucking. I've thought about you fucking way so much.
I'm real good at it too.
No, you're not.
Apparently, you can't even do it.
Listen, write in. If you've had sex with me, please write in and confirm whether or not I am good or bad at lovemaking. Please, listen, write in.
Well, you already got no responses to the previous call out to see.
Well, we have more listeners now.
To see if you're a good kisser.
Have you ever had.
Oh my god! Hastings!
He's not, by
How
the way.
How bald-faced is this?
This is a very good kisser.
It's so bad.
A bit aggressive.
Far too aggressive.
What, did you guys all kiss him?
Years apart. But
yeah.
I've kissed both of
them. Them kissing was in response to me driving him about the time that we did.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right.
I'm a passionate man. It flows through me.
What does?
Passion.
The what? What the
I'm addressing the claims of aggression.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you think you're a good kisser?
I am a good kisser.
Okay.
I wish we could capture facial expressions.
And you say that you're a good lay.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
One of the best.
No. What? What would you say are the defining aspects of an Andy kiss? Step one.
All right.
Dying fish. A real state of squalor. She's got the feeling that she's got to kiss you because all of her surrounds point to the fact that she's in The Last of Us. There are dust motes being caught in the light. What's the move?
What's the move?
Yeah.
If I'm about to kiss someone?
Yes.
Depends on the context. What's the situation? Where
he
am
just
I?
Said you're in your disgusting apartment.
He just painted
apartment.
A vivid picture.
Oh, I brought a girl home?
Yes.
I brought a girl home. We're on the couch.
Yeah.
We're watching a movie or whatever. We're having a drink.
Sure.
I'm a good host.
Yeah, yeah. You're drunk, so you can kiss and fuck. Yeah. Yeah, no. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
She's sitting there waiting.
If it's someone who it's a new partner. It's not someone I've been with previously.
Oh my god!
Well, because
yes, it's a new partner. It's a new partner because I don't want to. Yeah.
What I'll do is I'll get him real close.
Okay.
I'll get him real close.
Yeah.
I'll maybe touch their.
I'm
arm.
Putting my elbows up to keep you away from me.
Might touch their arm a little bit. Might scoot in a little bit.
Okay.
And then I'll say some real cool shit.
Okay.
For example,
yeah.
I'll be like, "Are you looking for a taste of the haste?" Or
there is no way.
Oh my god.
Have you actually ever done that before, just for fun?
Who's to say?
So yes.
So yes. Oh yeah.
You absolutely.
No, I've never said that. I've absolutely never said that.
Okay, then what? Where's the hand go?
Are we kissing?
We are not. You need to keep these gestures to a minimum.
Scenario, am I already kissing the woman?
You are in the process of leaning in for a kiss.
Oh, a hand on the
face. Kiss is imminent.
I'm a big Jason.
You've grabbed the side and front of the face.
like a passionate, a nice little like.
Sure. Okay.
That didn't look. That looked like you were trying to.
You know the move I'm describing. You know the move I'm describing.
I know the move you think you're describing.
Very good kisser.
Okay, and then.
And then I'll kiss her.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is
once,
the mouth
the positive confirmation?
Show me right now.
Enthusiastic consent.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. There's nothing she wants more than to be kissed by you.
I'm very desirable to a lot of people.
Well, it's an excuse for her to close her eyes. So, how open is your mouth?
Oh, like pretty open.
It's so open.
Very open.
It is a gaping void.
I'm a passionate man.
Are you an unlocked jaw kind of guy?
Oh, pretty much.
I swallow a mouth hole. No.
Yeah, it looks
like
a python.
Okay, show me the appropriate amount right now.
Have you seen Alien when the mouth comes out of the mouth?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say like.
That's so open.
And also like the tongue whips out like.
Takes her head off in one clear blow.
Yeah.
The tongue gets in there real quick.
I've never had a complaint except for Rose Piper.
Okay. Do you think that people usually get complaints on their kissing?
I get a lot of compliments.
Okay. What are the compliments like? Like, that was nice and fast. You really jammed a lot of kiss into the 25 seconds I was comfortable with kissing you for. Yeah. It felt like there were hours worth of movements jammed into that little time.
This is accurate.
From what I'm hearing, it sounds to me like you're all lazy kissers. It sounds like you're not putting in the work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool.
You kiss with the urgency of someone who, like, feels yeah. like it's about to be called off at any second. Actually, I regret this.
It's called passion.
Yeah.
It's called, you know, urgency's good. It's a, you know, I need you now kind of vibe. That's passion.
But you can't, you got to build that. So what you can't just go after, in and immediately, like, swallow
what happens
their head.
After the kiss?
Oh, I get my dick sucked.
Oh, God.
Andy here. I'm asking you one final time, please, please, please reply to my DMs. A simple not interested or unsubscribe will suffice, just so I know to take you off the mailing list. I'm really trying to get better results in those spam filters. This next clip is from Alex J. Bring it on. Thank you very much.
In Melancholia?
No. Have I you? Know the show you're talking
I have
about.
Not, no, but I know what it is.
There is a scene where, like, it's kind of like about, like, the world is about to end and they all know it. And, like, you know.
Man, just kind of like right now, huh?
Yeah. There's a tremendous sense of melancholy, hence the title. So true. But there is one scene where just, like, kind of out of nowhere and really for no reason, like, because her character has this kind of, like, breakdown in the movie. But she is just lying kind of beside a lake on their property, like, under this kind of blue moonlight. So blue works very well for Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. Wasn't really the
but
blue.
Just, like,
the...
just in the nude. The and it is the most resplendent thing I've
wow.
ever seen in my entire life.
Is it full frontal?
You
yeah,
might,
do you see lips?
You might not... You might not...
Do you see lips, Andrew?
Go to your room. No dinner.
He's stood up to, like, kind of walk that one off.
I was very happy with that.
It's very funny.
Just, is it full frontal? Yeah, do you see lips?
I'd love you to do that to the Pentecostal Christians from Happy Ending. Yeah, they're red. They're right on display. And you'd be like, tell me more about it.
I was about to say, if I could answer the question, you just said this, but you don't see flaps, I believe.
Yeah.
But you see some, like, it's the...
The Majora.
Yeah. It's basically everything but the veg.
The outer.
The Gavin Rossdale. Full bush.
I like
glycerin.
Yeah.
I love that song.
She's glistening.
Hello, Rose, Jamie, and Hastings. Sam Taunton here, your favourite comedian. Well done on the podcast. Terrific stuff to keep anything together at the moment. Is a true testament to what you've been able to do. I was thinking about you guys the other day, though. Well, I was thinking about Andrew Hastings. I was thinking, man, Hastings, you know, must be having a rough time during all this COVID stuff. The only person he can have sex with is his wife. Yeah. What a poor guy, you know, no one else, not allowed to be in contact. You're the real victim of COVID, dude. I feel for you, Hastings. Anyway, hey, I miss you all as well. Hopefully we'll see you soon. Who knows what the future holds, but congratulations again. Goodbye.
So you came to my house on New Year's Eve.
That I did.
And you brought a friend, and then one of those friends has gone on a date.
So I've heard, yeah. I've been getting updates from
isn't
the...
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Who's going on a date? You got to give some...
So I don't... My friend Rummy, one of my oldest friends, and then...
He's going on a date with a friend that Rose brought to your
yeah,
party.
Yeah, but I don't think you knew her.
No, I met her, like, on the way there.
But isn't that cool?
It was like a friend of a friend.
Yeah, and we didn't sleep. And then he went that day, New Year's Day, on a date with her to the beach.
Jesus.
And she hadn't been drinking or anything. And he was trying to pretend like he wasn't high on drugs. Yeah. And she's like, let's just go out the back at Bronte. And he said there was a point he thought he was going to die. Like, he was seeing double. All in the name of love.
But apparently it's going very well.
Yeah, well, he said he went on another date with her last night.
Yeah.
But look, so you and I are responsible for that.
We are.
Damn,
we bring people together.
That's sick.
Mm.
I love
Cupid.
Love.
You love love?
I love love.
You love love so much that you try to love heaps of people.
Yeah.
Got a lot of love to give, brother.
You're overflowing
there's
with it.
There's plenty to in go fact, around. Yeah,
you've got so much of it, it spills out onto yeah. people's faces.
I say,
and then
yeah,
videos are recorded.
Too much. I think there's too
yeah.
much love.
Yeah, maybe a little too much
yucky
love
is
give.
A word I've heard someone throw
no
around.
No such thing.
So how about yesterday?
Well, how was the rest of your guys' nights?
It was fine.
What did you do? How much longer did you stay?
Can I just to catch up?
Hours.
You guys were all hanging out at your wife's Wedding?
No,
birthday. My wife's wedding would have been to me, and that was even sure, more than a year ago.
Unless she's poly as well.
Yeah, she's a poly Polynesian.
Oh, Jamie Kirk, you're so hot, but I need to fuck someone else today.
What's Hastings up to?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, so how'd you get? How much longer did you guys stay out?
I was probably out till like 7:30.
Yeah. I would have left at like 6:30, right?
No.
Oh, you left earlier.
We started at 12. You left at
It was full daylight.
You left at about 4:30.
No.
Yeah, no, I got there after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I remember this I woke up.
Anyway, this isn't this the logistics part isn't right. important. It's like, the important
it's
is what happened.
It's also for someone who takes so much pride in constantly being like, Cook, I stay up later than you. I fucking 20-year-old man still tethered
it's
to the concept of bedtime.
It's because you go home at 5:30 for some reason. You like
during
stop
the day when you start drinking at 11 in the morning.
Oh, totally. Yeah, time's just a concept.
But Jamie only day drinks.
It's a flat circle.
Jamie yes, never.
That's what I've been telling
him. He's only day drinking.
Oh, that's good though. You get more sleep. Because I wake up early as a rule.
I don't like
but
it.
But I'll just go to sleep when everyone else does. So I'll just sleep. I should go to sleep at 5:30 every day because I wake at 6.
That's a lovely idea. Yeah, you're a 28-year-old man that's still obsessed with bedtime in a city that offers no late night options. Where you're like, I win. I was out till 4. I've just been drinking Jamba Juice for the last 2 hours.
Guys, I'm guys, I don't. I love drugs. I stay out late.
You're
I'm
just a cool,
a cool guy.
Dude.
I'm
a cool,
a cool guy.
Dude.
But you
love drugs so much that yesterday.
I love
you
yesterday.
Stay
I may have loved drugs a little too much.
Yeah. You
what did you take?
So okay.
Let's talk about this.
Charlie McCann.
Gentle Charles
I
McCann.
I messaged Charlie and said, "Are you coming? If you're coming, can you please bring some of that weed butter you brought the other time?
That's sweet,
cause,
Mary.
Because one time he bought.
Which to be
well,
fair,
let's
is
describe
like,
it. It's you, a
it looks like snot.
Yeah. It's a Tupperware tin full of loose snot. Essentially.
Yeah.
Oh no, I had some of that the other day.
You're supposed to bake it into a cake, and he's just got like this slimer in a photo.
Got to find a way to laugh somehow. Papa Getty's, am I right, Taunton?
Oh, hell yeah, high five. It was a good gig that night. But anyway,
so patronizing.
No, you did good. No, it was a nice effort.
Look, no, it was a great gig. Everyone's very funny in comedy. Anyway,
no one's bad.
He handed me a plastic tub of the, and he was like, "Do you want some?" And I was like, "You know, when you have no idea how to consume some, I had no idea what to do with it."
Yeah.
And I was looking at it, and he's like, "Just stick your hand in it." And I'm like, "That can't be right. This it looks like lacquer or something."
Yeah.
And I was like, going to drink it. And he's like, "You won't be able to drink it." And I was like, "So
it's very thick. It's
so
like
I tried to lick it out of the container.
That's disgusting, Sam.
And I didn't get high either.
Yeah. So what I did was because I had it for the first time a couple of weeks ago after the last cactus juice that Jamie's going to be running.
R.I.P.
After that, yeah. After that, he showed me how much to take and you just scoop it out with your fingers. And so I told him to bring some to these drinks yesterday.
I
texted him. I was like, "You're coming, right? Make sure you bring the fucking whatever."
Why did he owe you?
He doesn't. I just wanted some.
Oh, okay. You're just a demanding
person. Yeah, you're just a rude drug addict.
You're just used to getting everything you want.
No, it's that's
living
of,
beyond your means.
Me and Charlie have a special friendship. We have a special relationship. There's a give and take of...
I'm pretty accustomed to that friendship with Hastings as well.
There's a give and take of marijuana on both sides between us, and I think that's positive
I believe
and healthy.
Hastings was on record last week being like, next Wednesday, I owe you like 7 beers. And I'm going to buy you a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah,
on
that's
Saturday,
not happening.
He showed up and he was like, "That's not happening anymore." And then still was like, "Can I have a cigarette, dog?"
But that, I know what you mean. Sometimes you get caught up in the idea of giving someone something, and it feels really good, and you get all those positive endorphins.
Yeah.
From getting, and then
it's really having you taken it too.
If you haven't got it. Like, that's why you need to do it when you have the thought. Otherwise, if you don't, you won't do it because you've already gotten the fix, and then you're like, "I'm just losing now by buying
absolutely.
Something.
And now you look like you can't keep a promise.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell
that's
yeah.
True. I will get you cigarettes just next paycheck.
Oh, paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. I'm
provided
not,
that you get there.
I'm not in a fiscally secure position.
Who is? Who would want to be?
Anyway, so I demanded Charlie bring this fucking butter.
You were like, "My good friend, bring the fucking butter, Charlie."
I made him bring this butter, and I misremembered what's the appropriate dosage. I remember scooping a fair bit out of the tub and being like pretty good and having like a nice high. I still hadn't eaten all day. I'd been drinking for a few hours at this stage. About 40 minutes later, I get the real, I might have fucked up here.
I could see your eyes getting increasingly red, and you just looked so out of it.
Did you? Were you sitting down? Like
I was just sitting there. I was just sitting, chatting with people, very calm, very in the sun. It was quite nice.
Okay, that sounds okay.
Yeah, and then I had this real. I've made a mistake. I've consumed.
Oh no!
I started to get that feeling of like, oh, I might have taken too much.
It's one of those scary things when you get to that, because you're like, you can't back out. Yeah. When you take a wrong turn, you're like, oh no, I've done something wrong. You can turn around.
Yeah.
You're just got to ride.
I'm just done. It's
you're just like, well, this is me for a while now.
Yeah. So then I saw someone else who was there got some, and he asked Charlie how much he should have, and I saw the amount Charlie told him to have, and I reckon it was 1/8 to 1/10 of the amount that I'd had.
Oh shit.
So I'd had okay. Yeah.
So you fucked up, but at least you did a shit ton more than
no,
everyone
I fucked
else.
Up yeah. By yeah. Having yeah. That's what I'm saying. Fuck I fucked yeah, up dude. Because I had a shit ton more. I'd done
also
way
like
too
poor
way.
Charlie would be like, you just did so much of my weed,
but yeah. Like, yeah, I feel bad about that.
Yeah, like you've taken so much off this guy. Yeah. You could have used that for another week maybe.
Yeah. I feel bad. I don't feel good about it, Dawns.
I thought you were still kind of bragging. The way you're talking about it's kind of like a brag.
Everything's subtly a brag.
Yeah. I don't feel good about this at all.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so I've had 10 times the recommended dose or whatever it is. I've had it way too much.
Who? Yeah, okay.
And sure. And I was already starting to freak. I said, that really fucking... I'm like, I've killed myself here. I'm
did you actually think you were going
to
die?
I had to keep telling... I had to keep repeating to myself that no one's ever died of it. Like, it's one of yeah. I was like that. Like, well, I don't know what's going to happen.
If it was like acid, though, you'd be like, oh
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm going to
yeah.
die.
It was
I'm
real.
Gonna
I don't
die.
Know what I'm going to do.
I've got to tell my 5 wives I'm going to die. Anyway, sorry.
I thought I could ride it out.
No one's died from acid either.
After about 20 minutes, having to say, it's just getting worse and worse and worse for me, higher and higher and higher. I just have to order this Uber. I live a kilometre away from the pub we were at. I live
that
so
bad,
close.
You couldn't walk.
I could. There was not even. I couldn't get to the bathroom. Like I tried getting to the bathroom.
Oh my god!
It took me ages. Like I couldn't.
And you guys are teasing him at this point?
No,
no, I'm no one. Saying, no one really there. Knew what was going on.
Were you
I
in a conversation?
I knew he was stoned because I could see how red his eyes were.
I knew
he'd
gone kind of out of it because he was You were full on squiresing.
Yeah,
which is. I mean, our friend Ben squires a little bit and then just sits there and is like quiet.
Yeah,
which is much more unusual for
yeah,
Hastings.
I really but I would have, because you're normally so loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have been like, something's wrong. Something's yeah. very, very wrong.
Something's gone wrong
not
here.
Just talking
I think,
in my
but I think there are enough
blah,
people
blah, blah.
That like everyone's kind of chatting and you're not focusing yeah. on him.
I think I think a few times I turned to Charlie and said, yeah, I think I fucked this up. And he was just like, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'd be
yeah,
all right,
Charlie,
man.
The Charlie
yeah.
also would not care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's so not... Like, he's like, oh, Hastings, OD, dead. Like, oh, yeah. Whatever. Do you want to get stoned? Yeah, okay, cool.
So I get in the Uber and it's... Yeah, it probably would have been 4 minutes in the Uber. It feels like I'm in the Uber for, like... My sense of time is all...
What'd you chat to the Uber driver about anything?
I was trying not to. Like, I was sitting there being like, I'm good, man. Yeah, just got, like, eyes ahead. Like I'm sweating so much. Like
I was on the road,
day.
Dude.
I'm
just like,
sweating. I'm sweating.
Don't look
so
at me.
Much. Like I'm starting to sweat through my clothes.
Can we get the aircon on, please?
It's real bad. I'm freaking out.
You're walking, I've overdosed on marijuana, sir. Drive forward.
Why is this taking so long? Yeah, for 15 seconds. I get out of the Uber at the front of my house. I throw up on the street.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Would I have been able to see that? I left the house earlier.
Maybe, man. Like, it was... It was on my building. Like, it was, yeah, just right.
Oh,
just
my
fucking
God.
Threw up,
man, I walked past
threw
that
up
like
my
a
building.
Few hours ago.
I went upstairs. Yvette was just on the couch. Go, hey, you didn't do the dish. Like, trying to... And I was like, I'm greening out.
And
I can't
you were
talk.
Like, do not mention dishes. We are so far past dishes.
I said, I'm greening out. I can't talk. And I just lie down. I passed out for 3 hours. I got up about 3 hours later. I was better. Like, I wasn't freaking out anymore.
You're still high.
But I was still way too high. Like, I couldn't function.
It's so funny to get... super high on weed. Like, that's the funniest thing ever.
It hasn't happened to me in years.
Well, yeah, like I remember it happened to me once when I was 18 or 19, properly greened out and projectile vomiting.
Yeah, you vomit.
Couldn't talk, couldn't say a word, couldn't walk. But since then, my only kind of interaction with weed is you smoke a joint now and again, you feel a bit high.
I smoked weed every day for 2 years and this never happened.
I greened out. I didn't vomit. I think I got lucky, but like I definitely greened out. But I think it was like the third time I smoked weed or something, like third or fourth.
Yeah.
And every time I'd done it before that, like I hadn't really done much, so it didn't really get me that high. And then I went to this like dreggy house with a friend and they just had a huge bowl full of just like no spin in it. It was just all green and they were passing a bong around and I'd never done a bong before.
Oh, you get stoned instantly.
Yeah.
You'd say, oh, I'm stoned.
But I just had in
my
head.
I like them.
I was also already kind of drunk, and I just had in my head like, oh, I'm really good at this. Like, I don't get really high. Oh, no. So I had like fucking like two or three cones or whatever. Yeah. And then they had this
thing. And you were already drunk.
And then they had this thing called Lachlan, which was like a skull with a motorcycle helmet that had this gigantic cone piece. And then like four. Oh,
he's describing a bomb. Yeah. Okay. It was like so she's...
Yeah. Like four things. And then they did that. So me and these three other people had to go on that. And then it just flicked. And I was like, oh no. And time slowed down.
Yeah.
But then it would like speed up really quick. And then it slowed down again. And then my mum called me. And that was the most difficult conversation I've ever had in my life.
Yeah,
I did. I don't know why.
Can I say this podcast is so cool? Because we've just been talking about the stories of smoking too much weed.
You know?
Wait till the next segment. Fucking.
Oh, yeah.
We fucking.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's worse than that normally. It's normally like, how you feel today? Like, oh, fuck, I did too much MDMA last night.
There's a lot of that.
I did, on New Year's, where you were with me, Rosie, there was so much, like, people just being... It turned into a very druggy party.
But it was, like, pretty chill.
It was so chill, but everyone was kind of like... a lot of conversations with people would come up to me and they're like... just like clutching their face.
Yeah.
They're like, how you feeling? You doing all right? Yeah. I was like, I don't think this is fun at all. Yeah. Everyone's just kind of drinking water, being like,
What a party.
I had some really good emotional chats with Jared McGowan. It was good.
Well, Jared was the one that would keep coming up to me being like, how you doing, Chief? You getting through it? Like, what do you mean getting through it? And then after, he's like, best party I've been to in a while.
He did keep saying that.
Yeah, and I'm the loser.
Hello, beautiful angels. Congratulations on your 2-year anniversary. That is huge news. I'm ecstatic for you. I'm recording this from lying in my bed. Happy Corona. It's really an honor to be a part of your best of series. See, that's the washing machine in the background. It's all happening here. Love you so much. Please enjoy the episode starring me. Bye.
Sorry, I should apologize to first-time listeners. If this is your first time listening, it's not normally this horny, okay?
It's a horny movie.
It's such a horny movie.
Yeah. This might as well be mic check for how horny it is.
Yeah.
Is this the horniest movie you've done?
This is the horniest movie I've seen.
I think this might be the horniest
movie. It's for sure.
Movie.
It would probably
because
have
there
to
are
take
horny
the cake.
Movies that are deeply unsexy. This is pretty sexy.
American Pie is very horny, but it's not really sexy.
Yeah.
There's just one pretty horny scene.
Yeah.
Per film. That's the rule.
Yeah.
But this whole movie, like, man, and, like, even the scene, as much as I hate it, even the scenes with, like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, like, seducing Sebastian. Oof.
It's lit. It's so
you
good.
Hate that?
No, I liked it.
No, it's great.
I've been waiting to, like...
I'm like, oofed as it could.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to just throw this out after we're a bit lubed up.
Go on.
Your step sibling is that hot and trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
What you do.
Fuck, yes.
I have questions.
No, I'm asking the question.
Yeah, I have like,
oh, okay,
as a,
yeah, yeah,
about
sorry,
the
yeah,
scenario,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, okay.
So what it comes down to is my relationship with the stepsister.
Yes.
If it's like the second time I've met her, sure. If I live in the same house with her,
let's say like a similar situation to this, like you've
how
known
long
each other.
How long have they been living together for?
Let's say 3 years.
So they were both sexually mature when they met.
Would they have been in this?
In this movie, it's implied that they had been living together for a long time. Because she says, all your life. You've wanted this all your life. All
right.
But they're not related at all. It's like two people entering a marriage.
No, if you living together, living with them for more than a week is too much.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. More. But like,
what if you lived in a separate house?
But if it was like, if you saw them on summer vacation, that might be different. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
what makes it okay earlier on?
No, it makes it worse earlier on. So I'm saying if they live together as children, then it's definitely off.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if like they were both sexually mature when they met and they weren't living together, are they really siblings or do their parents just fuck?
This is true.
Yeah, well, I think that's the way they put it in the movie. Just
what is interesting, you never see the parents.
I'm like, where the fuck are the parents?
Don't they say that they're away?
They
on
say
holiday
they're.
Or
I think it's
like
a deliberate choice to make them seem because also if you see the parents, then they seem more like brother and sister.
Oh, maybe that
makes
it
seem more like a family.
But they say they're in Europe or something like that. Yeah,
yeah. And also, you need all the like empty rooms and stuff for them to fuck in. Like, it's not.
No, because how old are they in this movie?
I think it's implied that they're about 17 or 18.
They live in a palace, bitch. They're just like walking around all these
they don't fuck all. God, that is cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Of course you're going to fuck your brother. There's nothing else to do.
Exactly. You're rich as shit.
Well, that's how it's marked.
Your sister looks like Sarah Michelle Gellar. Stuck in a mansion. Of course you're going to fuck your sister. I'm with Conchetta. Good point.
What are you going to do with your spare time?
You'd fuck your blood sister in that situation.
People are going to
come. I fuck my dad in that situation.
What are you going to do if not fuck your sister, blackmail women for sex, straight up get them drunk?
Well, that is the way that it's kind of like marketed or whatever, is that like this is what happens when like rich teenagers are bored.
Yeah, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
Yeah, which is kind of like the whole of Gossip Girl as well.
Is there incest in that?
There's not.
Unless you want to watch a movie.
Yeah.
You're like, well,
I've never watched it. I will.
I'm not interested.
I guess we'll have to fire up the DVDs right now. I always carry them in my backpack.
No, but it's funny to assume that all rich people are fucking this. that's what they got to do. They're too rich.
That Ryan Philippe can have sex with Selma Blair, Reese Witherspoon, but be like, damn. My sister is the sweetest cherry.
She is
the sweetest thing.
In high school, there was a lot of rumors that I was incestuous.
With who?
I'll tell you the story how it started. So the rumors were with my cousin. It's not true. She's not actually my... Okay, so what happened was...
Oh, no.
It's actually fine. The story's actually fine. I was...
Keep in mind that you say things are actually fine.
Yeah. Was it actually fine, like the Powerbomb MC joke you did last time?
I did great. Waywards was the bad one.
Right.
So I was 13. I was at a school dance. Mm. And the way it was done, I don't know how it worked at your guys' school dances, is you would go up to girls. It was expected and encouraged. You go up to the girls and you go, hey, do you want to dance?
Yuck.
And then you'd dance with the girl and then you'd make out a little bit on the dance floor. But you like,
we called them a disco.
You asked
the school enforced that you made out with them as well. They're like, go ahead and get a dance now.
Yeah, the teacher's behind there going, go on, get in, son.
Well, it would have been Hastings' dad who was a teacher being like, you got her.
Yeah, standing there going, you're in.
Like that.
I was talking to my brother. You and your cousin have got a hotel room.
Yeah. So the thing about my thing about my brother going around at school dances being like, "You're in, son."
Yeah.
Like that did happen.
Whoa.
Like a lot. Yeah. And he would make fun of like other. He'd make fun of me for making out with ugly girls to other students.
Right.
Great dad. But then he'd also make fun of other kids for making out with ugly girls behind their back. Pretty funny.
Your dad's a
good guy. The correct term is fuggers.
That was the term used at the time. Anyway, I went up to this girl at this one school dance and I tapped her on the shoulder.
She a fugger?
No. She was a cuzzo. So she wasn't my first cousin. So she's my stepdad's cousin. So she's my step...
Oh, that's barely any relation.
Yeah.
There's literally no relation. She's my step second cousin, but she's my age.
So you're going in with those cruel intentions.
No, I didn't say it was her. I tapped on the shoulder. I didn't even say the words. She turned around and I was like, oh, hi, Lara. Nice to see you. Didn't know you'd be here. Anyway, have a good night. And I walked away.
And everyone was like, they fucked.
Everyone straight up. Like a week later, it was like,
do you know
dude,
why?
You fucked your cousin.
Do you know why? Because no one at that age could talk to a girl with that amount of confidence.
I didn't.
And
so they're just like, you must have done something together.
Approaching women was weirdly one area in which I always had at least some confidence.
Well, that says a lot, doesn't it? Man. And it has stayed strong for your life.
Well, straight up, it was like, and to this day, I'm still just trying to impress my dad. Like, that's all it is.
Oh,
like,
I get it. Yeah.
My dad's
that trauma.
Was your cousin attractive?
Yeah. But in like a very tan, blonde, beachy way, like not my type.
All right.
But wait, what is your type?
Oh, I like kind of like gothy emo girls.
Of course.
Green hair.
Yeah, love.
Yeah, I like a nice curve on a lady. This is gross.
Let's get back to talking about fucking your brother.
Yeah.
Much more.
Yeah, you have a stepbrother. Have you ever fucked him?
Yeah. Great.
All those messages we were getting over Christmas about him talking about his stepbrother being jacked.
That's it's my half-brother. The jacked side is clearly not coming from me. It's clearly coming from my stepbrother.
You were just looking at him like,
damn. He is jacked. My brother is jacked.
What does your cousin look like now?
I don't know. She's married.
That was one thing
she's
that
like
we
cute, I guess.
We used to always tease this
she's
guy.
She's my second step cousin.
we used to always tease this guy in our grade because he had like a sister and all these cousins and all of them were just gorgeous.
Sick.
Yes.
And like everybody just used to like be like, how do you do it? Like, how do you go to your family events and not just fucking have a boner the whole time?
That rules so hard.
I had a friend with a hot sister and people would often be like, sometimes you must want to though, hey?
Like, yeah, yeah. Like, because kids are horrible like, yeah. like that. And like, just because people hounded him like that, I was just like, God damn you. I'm so thankful that everyone in my family is really ugly.
If you had like a, I don't know, because if you had like an absolute 10 out of 10 stunner of a sister, would you be like, yeah, my sister's real hot?
There's like a there's a biological thing stopping you thinking.
Not like, I want to fuck her, but would you at least be like,
oh yeah,
you'd be able to recognize that they're a good looking person, but yeah, you wouldn't be like, let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
And also, while you're in school, you'd be like, no, she's ugly.
Yeah, of course.
The moment you're like, yeah, she's a good looking girl, they'd be like, you want to fuck your sister?
No, no, for certain. You could definitely like, but for the same token, I can be like, oh, I think my brother looks better with a beard than without a beard. Like, it's not a sexual thing. I'm just
But if you said that in school, you want to fuck your brother.
That's
yeah,
yes, that is true. Yes.
Hey everyone, Jamie here for one last time. This next clip is a bloody doozy. It's from my favorite episode to record. I remember doing it because I remember thinking, oh, this is going to be a bad episode. We were not particularly enthused on the movie or talking about the movie. So halfway through, we did one of our famous pivots, which either delight or annoy listeners, where we decide to disregard the movie altogether. And once we started talking about drills, oh boy, that was the most fun I've had in years. Anyway, enjoy the clip. Play Rocket League.
Speaking of shanks and shivs, what do you guys think about this 1-4 tour cancellation? No? All right.
Yeah,
no, I think it's actually really interesting.
I was reading about it.
Do you like 1-4?
Well, I've never listened to
them. Yeah,
man, they're so good. You'd like them.
I just kind of got distracted because they kept calling it drill music, so then I just started looking that up.
And then I just started looking at pictures of drills.
Yeah. Then I went on a weird Twitter band.
It activated my autism, so I just started buying
Black & Decker
drills.
It's when you just keep pumping the drill at like different velocities to make a kind of a different sound, and you get a tune out of it.
That's funny.
Like, that would work.
It would work.
There's all those things where like people playing their guitar with a drill and shit like that to get those weird tones.
You also
tones.
Got like singing saws and shit like that. You can do all sorts
the
of
The guy from
shit.
The Nutrimilk Hotel true, used to play a singing saw.
Man.
Like normally an old country thing, I think.
Imagine if we were just sitting here all holding drills. Like enamored with them. Occasionally it's like
damn.
It's just us down on the boat ramp driving the jet ski with this one hand. We're down the boat ramp driving the jet ski with one hand and just pumping the drill in the other.
We've done it. This is the stupidest episode of the podcast we've ever done. They're just talking about drills.
I kind of like this. This has been a more positive vibe than.
But we're just hanging out. Like I just like we're all just sitting here and occasionally like the you could tell when we start admiring our drills because we just kind of like drift off a little. Yeah. We're just like
after 5 seconds little... you hear the off mic here.
and then like someone's like, what'd you just say? I was looking at my drill.
Put it in the wall.
Man, we could drill all sorts of cool stuff too.
Yeah.
How sick would it be when we actually get to use these drills? One of these days, I'm going to do some drilling.
Yeah.
Just like, they're like, what do you do with it? I'm like, I mostly admire it and go zzz, zzz.
Yeah.
That's not my speed. I'm more like to imagine drilling things with it.
Yeah.
I sort of mime and pretend I'm doing some drilling. One of these days, I'm going to do some actual
What's
drilling.
The big drill called?
Jackhammer.
Yeah. Whoa.
Shit.
We got a lot of one
Is
of those.
That what?
Damn.
Is that what you meant, Jackhammer?
The thing that you used to go through concrete.
Yeah.
Is it called a jackhammer?
It's called a jackhammer.
Yeah.
But
that's like the
world. Jackhammer's a different thing. That's like hits.
You're describing the same action.
Yeah,
but that
but
hits
drilling.
Down, but like there are big drills.
Oh, okay. Like
damn, what's the biggest drill?
It would be something like something to bore a hole.
Yeah, it'd be like
yeah,
a,
like a boring thing.
Yeah. Well, they also got like a giant
nothing
ones.
Boring about it, mate.
Yeah.
It's what if so got, wild and interesting.
You just buy a boring drill in a case look at it.
Well, have you seen...
We could podcast from the top of the boring drill.
Oh, that would be so sick.
Yeah, like,
or at least from the control
And then
room.
At the end, the drill bores down and makes the new podcast lair where we put our pool table and our jet ski keys.
Our jet ski keys?
Yeah.
It's where we keep the map to the ocean.
Yeah, well, the jet...
Our guest
the map is framed, so we can't take it out of the hole.
Our guest this week is John the Mole Man again.
But if we just say it, yeah, because we... Obviously, you wouldn't put the jet ski in the hole, but the keys. Yeah. The jet ski is on the wall.
Oh, and you better believe we keep the keys next to the map.
Never forget.
What do you call it? Like, there's like those giant, like, as in 10 meters across, 20 meters across, maybe giant drills that you drive like a bulldozer or whatever.
Oh.
And they're made to build like tunnels. Like it's how you build tunnels.
Yeah, yeah, so, driving drill.
Yeah, that would be like.
Let's have a. I'll look it up.
I like see that and I'm like, it's too much. I don't like it.
Oh man, look at man, look at these babies.
Just
looking at pictures of drills.
That's so good.
Fuck.
One day I'll graduate from screwdriver.
What's this? It doesn't have. Oh, because it. Oh, that's right. I wrote driving drills, and it said impact driver. Apparently, that's a type of like handheld.
It's like
drill.
It's like a. It's like a tunnel borer or something. I don't know what the word is.
Driving drill make tunnel.
I didn't.
Google's gonna think. I'm gonna get some weird like Facebook algorithms.
Oh yeah.
That sounds like a 4 year old trying to talk. Driving drill make tunnel.
Oh man, I fucked up my algorithm so
bad.
It's
called a tunnel boring machine.
There you go.
Yeah, that's so sick.
What if we got one of those?
Yeah.
It's also known as a mole.
Well, I think that's too much power for one man.
Yeah, but we could look at it.
But for two men and one trans woman.
We've got to make sure it has enough seats for three of us.
Yeah.
And then we can put fuzzy dice.
Oh, yeah. And the dancing Elvis.
Inbuilt podcasting equipment.
People are like, we haven't
remember
seen
when I outlawed the dancing Elvis?
Yes. Fucking fascists.
That's so funny, though.
Fucking police state.
Then they'll fucking take our drills away from us.
I'm going to do like a death in custody rally. Hold up a sign being like, and also
bring back the dancing Elvis.
Like, I agree with them. I'm on their side, but just my personal agenda is about the dancing Elvis.
Yeah.
Well, in the hall, we'd also have next to the map of the ocean that's framed and next to the jet ski keys. Yeah. Better believe there's a big mouth Billy Bass because
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've
got to
have one.
Yeah. Let's look at like fishing hats.
The world's worst man cave.
Yeah. The people are like, where's the pool table? And you're like, no, there's a fucking map of the ocean. Great. That's oak.
Yeah. You walk down there and it's
we
like,
varnish that baby.
Come down, check out my man cave. It's pretty sweet, my dude. Guys, they're like a six pack of beer all excited. You turn on one of those like neon bar lights and it illuminates the theme, but it's just a bare room with a map like, of the ocean. A giant drill cabinet.
And check these out.
It's like a gun rack with drills. What do you do with these bad boys? We're like, pretty cool, right? Check out this bad boy. Like, what'd you do with it? We're like, this.
You're like, and these are the jet ski keys. They're like, but where are the jet skis? These are the keys.
Well, if you want to know where the jet skis are, may I refer you to the map of the ocean?
I have just the thing for you, in fact.
Oh, man, this one's for us.
This might be my favorite episode.
I also
can we not talk about the movie and put it to the next one and just talk about drills for a bit
more? I
kind of wouldn't mind doing that.
We're also 35 minutes in, so we can actually... That's
no,
great.
No,
well, I don't have heaps to say about the movie.
I have very little to say about the movie.
No, fuck it, because then we could do this and then we could push that one next week and only watch one movie.
That's
drills.
Damn,
drills.
I do have more drill stuff to say.
That's sick.
Well, I like the idea of when you bring the guy into the man cave.
Well, it's a huge ladder.
Is it a huge ladder or is it like a fireman's pole? Because that would be fun.
I guess you get the base.
What it is, it's a fireman's pole that's kind of like a slippery dip, but it makes the shape of a drill piece.
Corkscrew.
Or like a staircase that looks like a drill piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like, we painted this bad boy gunmetal silver.
Yeah, I like the idea of like you've got say like let's say you've got 10 drills on the shelf or the cabinet or whatever, and you're showing them off, and you're trying to do the like showing off each individual drill, but we know nothing about drills. I know like the brand name. And I'm like, I guess this is like it's like Black & Decker brand.
Yeah, this one's an
Impact. Yeah, Black & Decker.
This one's an Impact driver. Oh, yeah? How'd you know that? I was Googling big driving drill and found it.
Find a thing of a different kind of almost sort of drill.
When we've got the big driving drill and we're all in it, God, that'd be sick. Yeah. I had a riff that I was going to do about it, but I forgot what it is because I'm just thinking of boring that hole.
Man, it's so... It's
oh,
just,
man, this is a great name. I was looking up mining drills, and they're called blast hole drills.
Oh man, we got to get one of those.
That's
do you
a
have
sick
any pictures
name.
Of them?
Man.
Ever
since I've been married, I've got a blast hole at home.
Also, four social media promotion this week. Just all pictures of drills.
Yeah, we'll do a big collage.
I can definitely put, we'll just tell your mother we added all logo on some pictures of drills. I can certainly do that for you.
It's like this here, like, we'll include a picture of a blast hole drill.
Oh, that's a big boy.
Yeah, they're for mining.
Kind of looks like it says Blastoise drill.
I love.
No,
that
I don't like that content. Start talking about drills more.
Seems like a Komatsu, that one, you know.
All right, B-drill's a Pokemon?
Oh, yeah.
It's a B with drills for hands.
That's true.
A B is like, you know, got a drill on the back of it.
Well, how big is this hole? Like, I'm not talking about deep. I'm talking, like, once it's drilled, like...
Yeah, how wide?
Well, I'm picturing it's a circle that basically just fits this, the jet ski keys and the framed photo. And it's
right.
A circle.
Oh, right, the actual thing is... I was picturing, yeah, like, the size of my lounge room. So, like, pretty small.
Oh, that's bigger than I imagined.
Yeah, it's like a small...
But, like, I'm happy to... Oh, no, because we need to put the drills in.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be just as big as this table.
You need at least that space for, like... Oh, I'm probably a doubly big of that.
Who's the first guy? Who's the first person we take to the man cave?
People are just going to think we're taking them there to kill them with a drill. Which we might.
Is it still a man? Like, because Rose, you're a woman. Like, what's a woman man cave? It's like 2/3 man cave, 1/3.
We could just call it
woman
like
cave.
We could just call it like a hangout.
We could just call it like the den.
Yeah,
the den works.
The den, the big hole.
Yeah. Big holes
the blast hole.
Bloody
you got to come by the blast hole. Dude.
Yeah. Blast hole.
Yeah, just like the neon bar light says blast hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you got to come by the blast hole, check out the game. Then they get there, they've got the beers, they're like, where's the TV? You're like,
the game is playing with drills.
We call ourselves the blast hole assholes.
You can't touch the drills.
Yeah.
You don't.
He's like, can we at least like go get the jet skis? It's like, not today.
You can look at the map.
Yeah.
To the ocean.
You can like see how we do it on it, but like today I kind of had put aside for drills.
Yeah. Sometimes we...
Oh, this is the most joy. This is going to be the last episode.
It's going to be so fun
for so many people.
It's going to be so hard trying to explain what this episode is.
No, it'll be so easy.
We just
one
won't.
Word
we just
in
won't,
Podigy.
Right?
Drills.
Drills.
Yeah. We got distracted.
And we started talking about drills. Oh, yeah, shit. What do we call this episode? Because it doesn't... I guess we could just call it Just Riffin', but I'm calling it Drills.
No, it's Yeah, it's drills. Yeah.
People will be intrigued by what drills is.
What about just the blast hole?
Yeah, the blast hole.
Well, also, I'm saying we're on 40 minutes. I reckon we just do it another 10 because you don't want to run out of steam on this drill shit.
I reckon the blast hole is good.
Yeah, the blast hole is good. But yeah, let's record another 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be like all drill related. Like, we can bring it back to drills.
Yeah.
It wasn't drills the whole way through. Well, there was a lot of fan boat stuff.
I'm thinking more about...
That's what it's got to be. There's got to... the photo has got to be like a collage of drills just around a fan boat.
Also, the blast hole should be kind of in an inconvenient location.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Make people really mad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the map to the
and
ocean
like really
should be
far
like,
from water.
Yeah, it should be like a 40-minute drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in Campbelltown.
Yeah. People are like, hey, man, like, the map to the ocean, like, that means you can walk there, right? And you're like,
no. Cunt, we're in Katoomba.
I mean, for ages.
Yeah, it'd be a long walk. I mean, you're going to forget all about the drill.
It's an island country, so yeah, you can walk there. Like,
yeah, you can walk there from anywhere.
You're going to want to charge your drill before you go on the walk, so you can rev it as much as you want.
You can also technically
there.
Walk from South Africa to East China, so it's like...
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, if like the...
Can you really?
Yeah, there's a landlord, there's land, there's at least one land bridge all the way from South Africa to, like, bottom of Africa up to Europe over to Asia.
Shit.
Yeah. There's like, I think we're like near Egypt, I think there's like a land bridge.
I was thinking about this
like North Africa,
earlier, and now it... I was thinking about this like by myself.
I might
earlier,
be wrong, by the
and
way.
And now it makes perfect sense.
Maybe are there tunnels? Perhaps
Ooh.
Made with drills.
I mean, tunnels are traditionally made with drills last time I checked.
Like, imagine the drill that made that thing that goes between England and France.
Yeah, the channel. Yeah, that would be the boring drill.
Yeah.
That would be that.
I went on the... I was in that tunnel. That was a big...
I've been on it.
I was on the train where you sit in your car.
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah. There's a big queue. I found it very annoying getting onto the train. That was the most stressful part of the whole thing. Like, the big ramp where you all...
Yeah, my
on.
Dad punched the machine there.
Yeah,
once,
it's really fucked
like,
there.
And he, like, broke all the skin in his hand because the boom gate wouldn't let him in.
Oh, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking... This is kind of related, I guess, to drills. It's not really, but it's like... It stays on brand. I was just thinking, like, while I was by myself... like, podcasts, because, like, anyone can do them, and, like... Oh,
as
like,
we've very
yeah,
much
yeah,
proved.
Yeah, yeah.
As we've proven like, time and time again.
Just, like, the barrier to entry is no barrier. Like, if you, like, you don't even need proper audio equipment. Like, so many people just, like, do it straight into their laptop and GarageBand. I was just thinking about, like, Because, like, no, obviously there are no numbers that people, like, publicly have. Like, there's no Nielsen ratings that rates every single podcast.
Mm.
So, like, most companies keep their listens in-house. I was just thinking, like, imagine, like, we joke about how many listeners we have, but we actually have fans and people that listen every month.
We wouldn't do this for this many episodes if people weren't listening.
But that's the thing.
No, but do you know what? I think if we were doing this for 20 people still, we probably still would be doing it.
Yeah, and then we'd be really...
You got to do something with your Sunday.
Yeah. But like, exactly. I was thinking of like, what do you reckon is like the smallest... like audience based pog. Like imagine like some...
I mean, do you want me to name names? Like, do you want me to...
No, because
there's
like,
gotta be podcasts with like no listeners.
Yes. Yeah, like there's gotta be, but like a guy who's been like doing it for years who's like reviewing video games or something that gets zero listens.
We all know a guy who I'm pretty sure I asked him once, I think he gets like under 10 listens per episode.
Really? Who?
I'm not gonna say who it is. It's quite mean.
Okay, well let's stop the recording. The episode's over.
I'll tell you, he has one episode that has hundreds of listens.
Oh, yeah. I thought it might be that.
Yeah. One very popular local episode.
So I guess, I guess that excludes comedy. Because I was thinking more like fucking nerds. Because like, every scene is going to have... Every city is going to have a comedy scene, and every comedy scene is going to have an open mic scene where someone starts a bad podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did it.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, you fucking tell me of a podcast that makes drills entertaining content for up to 15 minutes, and I'll show you. We'll just tell your mother we hate
it. I just like it's so fun to imagine that there are podcasts worse than this one. Like there has to be. Like,
well, it's just
I've listened to podcasts.
I've listened to them. Yeah,
I mean, but it's fun to imagine like there are podcasts. So like, not even
you could argue that the Joe Rogan Experience is worse than this.
But I mean, like, it's fun to imagine that there are podcasts so obscure as well. Like there's a guy in like Iowa, like critiquing The Bold and the Beautiful.
We're gonna get
something.
Like a cease and desist letter after this from someone who runs a drills podcast.
This episode is like, we got 10,000 listens.
and
they loved it.
We're on Vulture's best podcast of the week.
We just have to do a drill podcast.
Not many comedians can make drills funny, but transgender comedian Rose Piper and his two cishet cronies.
His two?
Yeah, Vulture still.
Well, it's the Vulture writer. It's not me.
Oh right, yeah. Jesse David
you
Fox.
Can, you can blame
a character
to be real work.
Vulture writer.
Yeah, you can blame Seth Simons.
Yeah, Vulture is Vulture's one of the good ones, right?
What do you mean?
Like Vulture's like one of the ones that is like
they respect people.
No, it's like a pretty like it's considered like a good media source, right? Like it's
not,
I guess they're like woke and they do articles about comedy.
Like,
like you know, like Vice is kind of a joke,
but like Jesse David Fox is really annoying.
Right?
They're like large in traffic.
Yeah, cool. Sweet.
But they're like the people that tried to get behind coining the term like post comedy and all that shit.
Oh, that's boring.
That is so boring.
I like the term drill comedy.
Yeah. Well, you know what drill rap is? Like, it's defined by...
Oh, that's how we got on
that
to
is
this.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I had that in my head the whole time when we needed it out. Don't worry, I got a little safety boat for you. Because drill rap is about... It's like, the whole idea is that it all has to be real. You have to actually have done the things you're
talking
about.
It's just about grinding on the streets
Yeah,
and shit,
but the
right?
idea is you don't like, glamorize it. Like, it's not like...
So you can't say, I killed someone unless you did it.
It's not that you can't. It's more like the idea is, rather than going, I sold more crack than Pablo Escobar, you go, I sell crack every day and it's hard.
I've sold a sufficient amount of crack. Here are my overheads for the next 2 years.
It's more about, like, life's hard on the streets, but this is what we do, as opposed to, like, I'm the biggest fucking...
Whereas, like,
you can't smoke crack in the blast hole.
Yeah, which is like what our drill rap is. We're just sitting in the blast hole being like, now you go around. It's like my black, my Decca.
That's funny.
The audio techers.
That's great.
Kicking holes.
I'm gonna get a Husqvarna.
So drill comedy then would be, it's just drill where you can't exaggerate in your bits and you can't make shit up. My comedy would be in big trouble.
But it's always about drills.
Yeah, it's like assumed that it's kind of like storytelling is drill comedy because it kind of has to be real.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think if I gave you like, how long could we say, like 3 months, you could write a good 5 about drills that you think would do well at like the Comedy Lounge?
Not a 5. I reckon I could get 2.
Right.
2 or 3. I think a solid bit that would do
well.
The
obvious tack would be to talk, I guess, for me, probably for Hastings as well, that we're no good with tools.
Yes. Mm.
Like, that's an easy in, and it's kind of relatable. And then that's when you get real specific drill models.
I'd be going, my wife does the handiwork around the house, and then you somehow a way to get that into drills. Maybe I think she's using them for sex. I don't know.
What do you think about nail guns?
Love them.
I'm kind of split on the middle, because on the one hand, yeah, I do love them, but on the other hand, I really love them. So it's, you know, it's tough. Like,
but you know, like, it just kind of, well, I feel like it circumvents a lot of the drilling process.
I don't know, but drills. You need.
Well, I obviously prefer drills.
Well, that is one of the great scenes of The Wire, when she buys the nail gun.
Yeah. To be fair, you do need that nail gun, because the map of the ocean's got to hang off something in the hole.
That's true.
Well, I mean, I guess you could use a hammer, but that's kind of basic.
Or those command strips.
I think, like, the nail gun is like Morrissey's solo work to drills the Smiths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, Morrissey's still great. Yeah. It's not like Wings. I'm not comparing. Not like,
sorry. Bit of a cunt.
His music is still great. He sucks, obviously. I feel like it's a given that we all hate Morrissey now.
Yeah.
How long has Morrissey been a bad person for?
The whole time.
Quite a while.
The whole time.
He's always been like...
Famously since the late 90s, I think.
But I thought like his original music is like... Like the Smiths stuff is like all left leaning. Like, he's not like pro Brexit.
I think he sort of became like known as an asshole sort of post the Smiths. Yeah. I think.
But like listening back to his like listening to the Smiths now, it's like this guy doesn't sound like he'd be a good guy to hang out with. What?
Maybe check your phone.
Jamie's just sent a photo of a drill to the podcast group chat.
This is what I'm going to be doing all week.
No, I'm excited.
Oh, my Lord.
We've got to share our favorite drills.
Man.
It's a pretty good drill, too.
I can't believe I just learned about a new drill brand, Milwaukee, adding that to the calendar.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, that
so
looks
many...
like a slick ride.
I mean, there are... Yeah. That looks like one wild ride.
That looks like one smooth ride.
Think of the things I could do with this. Whir it. Put it in the case. Let people come over and see it in the case.
Yeah. Pull the trigger. Not pull the trigger.
Attach. Put any drill bits in it? No.
Holy shit, look at this.
Too dangerous.
Oh, what's this? Are you looking up nail guns?
This is a it's called a hammer, but that's like post-hammer.
Oh, it's like an electric hammer? That's like a hardcore nail gun type thing.
Fuck, I like that too. Maybe we should just become like tool people.
Oh, wait, no, hold on. Is it just like a flat surface that pressures down to push nails in like a hammer would, but electrically? That's probably what it is.
I give this episode Mitre 10 out of 10 every time.
Rose, you've done it again.
Man, these sausages are sizzling today.
You got a better podcast? We'll beat it by 10%.
Man, I reckon we wrap this shit up. That was good. Let's end on Mitre 10 out of
10. Let's do it. Come to Powerbomb Comedy, premier destination for drill-based comedy.
Yeah. Definitely will be after this.
Man, imagine if we got new fans who are huge drill
heads. I
would
love that.
That should definitely be our first shirt. Just a picture of a drill.
Yeah, that is funny.
We're kind of like the 1-4 of Sydney comedy because we do drill comedy.
Yeah. That's where this came from.
What's that other stuff we do? Powerbomb every Friday.
Come to
UTS next semester, maybe.
Come to comedy at Papagetti's third Tuesday of every month.
Support live comedy.
Twitter.
I've been good on Twitter lately. It's at Andrew Hastings. I'm getting more followers and shit.
I'm Jamie Kerr Comedy. I do all right.
Yeah, I've been doing all right lately. I'm at Rose Alice Piper.
Yeah. Oh, also, you can see
also
a picture
on Instagram.
Here's a little thing. If you want to see a photo of my hashtag feminist shirt, I posted on Twitter. So head over, check that there. Chuck us a like.
If you want to see a bunch of pictures of drills, go to our Facebook page the week of this episode. Yeah.
Check out this beauty.
Ow!
God damn!
I'm going to go down the hardware store and just take a video of me. Like,
That'd be so funny. All three of us walking down to Bunnings looking at drills, just going, "Whoa!" People are like,
high-fiving.
See?
Look at this.
Getting a photo, shaking the hand of the guy working in there. Like,
posting a photo
in the front
of drills with just the comment. His comment is just like four fire emojis.
Took this bad boy from test today. Smooth ride.
Yeah, follow. I actually have a premium Snapchat where you can check out my drill videos.
That's my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
To the next step.
To the next step.
Man, if you didn't record a podcast entirely about drills on an airboat, were you even really on an airboat?
So that's the end of the best of part one, guys. We hope that you enjoyed it. Thank you again for listening every week. If you do, we really, really appreciate it. Thank you to all the past guests who came on, who sent us in little clips. We love you. We appreciate you. We want to get you all back in the future. And remember, if you sent in a clip that you wanted to be included in this and it wasn't in this one, tune in next week because we have part two of the best up coming up and it might be in there. So in the meantime, jump on, follow us on social media. I think we're at We Ate It All on Twitter. We're We Ate It All Podcast on Instagram, and we'll just tell the mother We Ate It All on Facebook, and follow like me and Jamie and Andy as well. I'm sure we're pumping out some great quarantine content at the moment. So thanks so much for listening, guys, and we'll see you all next week to the next step.